The collection of tools and other artifacts that includes the hand axe was discovered by a French team in the 1990s at a site near Kenya's Lake Turkana. That is less than 10 kilometers from where archaeologists found the earliest complete skeleton of Homo erectus in 1984. Geologist Christopher Lepree of Columbia University's Lamont-Doherty Observatory was part of the team that dated the hand axe using a high-tech method called magnetic stratigraphy. He says that Homo erectus, who lived between 1.8 and 1.3 million years ago, had a larger brain than Homo habilis, his evolutionary predecessor.
So the inference that we make is that Homo erectus was a smarter critter as compared to Homo habilis.
Lepree also says that the tools that Homo erectus made, called Acheulean tools, were far more sophisticated than those devised by Homo habilis. Those so-called Olduwan tools were stone flakes and chippers that had been bashed together to create a fairly sharp edge, but had no style.
I would argue that once you have the Acheulean hand axe come on the scene, it's definitely indicative of a human ancestor who had the ability to imagine the shape and size of an object in their head and reproduce that object with aesthetic qualities. Hence, you get the hand axe, you know, this symmetrical, beautifully made type of stone tool, which is in stark contrast to the haphazardly made older one, if you will.
Lepree says this hand axe could be at least 300,000 years older than any other known Acheulean tools. That suggests that the human skill and foresight necessary to make such a tool is more ancient than previously believed. For many archaeologists, that implies that other human developments, such as nuclear families, the division of labor into hunting and gathering, and the telling of stories around a campfire, may also be more ancient. All these activities could be called culture, but Lepree warns that doing so is controversial.
Because those lines of evidence we don't have directly from the archaeological record. But there is a group of archaeologists who would argue those sorts of things, that would say that, you know, once you start having the formation of these very stylistic hand axes, that you're probably getting into culture proper, meaning that ideas, beliefs, wisdom, if you will, that are handed down from one generation to the next.
While technology can pinpoint the age of this hand axe, there is no way to be certain how it was actually used. Lepree says the axe is too heavy to throw far with much force, and not sharp enough to pierce an animal's skin, so it probably was not used for killing prey. He says the hand axe may have been a scavenging tool.
Meaning that when you find a carcass on the landscape, let's say a zebra carcass or a gazelle or a giraffe or something like that, that's been already hunted by a lion or a group of hyenas, and you have a band of Homo erectus come along and they scare it off. They scare the hyenas off or they scare the lions off. And they grab pieces of the carcass there. So they might grab a limb bone or they might grab some ribs. Or perhaps they take one of these hand axes and they use it to hack off a limb. And then they truck that limb back to this campfire scene and they begin using the hand axe to scrape the flesh off or perhaps bash open the bones to get at the nutritious marrow inside.
The hand axe and other tools now reside with other Acheulean artifacts at the National Museum of Kenya. Meanwhile, researchers continue to excavate in the Lake Turkana area. They're especially interested in sites whose soil layers date back at least 2 million years. That's where they hope to find more Olduwan tools and learn more about the relationship between Homo habilis and Homo erectus. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.